Please note that this podcast contains information regarding sensitive events, including domestic violence, assault, and abuse, as well as other triggering events, such as murder. This podcast is intended for mature audiences. When Alice jumped down the rabbit hole, she immediately regretted her decision. A rabbit hole is a metaphor for something that transports someone into a troubling, surreal state or situation. Welcome to Afterglow, the Unveiling of the Idaho Cult, Season 2, Episode 4, The Sinister Text Messages. This podcast will take you down the deepest of rabbit holes as it unfolds. The story is so compelling, so bizarre, and so heinous, it's impossible to look the other way. Chad Daybell and Lori Vallow were dedicated in the most horrible way to an ideology that should only be fiction. Instead, their ideology put them behind bars. Join us as we explore the lives, lies, and diabolical crimes of Lori Vallow and Chad Daybell. I'm your host, Kathy Brooks. Please follow and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Afterglow. We are now in Season 2, Episode 4, The Sinister Text Messages. Now, these text messages that I'm going to go over came from Zalema Pastinas. Zalema Pastinas has use immunity in this case, which clearly means that she turned over a lot of her evidence and has agreed to become a witness, in this case, for the prosecution. So basically, use and derivative use immunity protects the witness from having the prosecution use their statements or any evidence discovered from their statements against them. Essentially, this produces the same result as if the witness invoked their Fifth Amendment privilege and did not testify at all. Now, they could prosecute her for something else, but what she testifies about specifically based on the use immunity is just in that window. She can't be prosecuted for any of that. Bottom line is Zalema has use immunity. And these text messages came from Zalema. We're going to back up just for a minute because this will help you understand a lot of what we've already gone over. I am going to read you all the text messages that have been provided that we were able to get from the FOIA documents, Freedom of Information Act documents, and read them to you based on from and to. They are mostly between Chad and Zalema and Lori and Zalema. So let's get started with these sinister text messages. February 2nd, 2019, Zalema to Chad. Hi, Chad. I've been blocked from visions for about 2 weeks. Do you see what's blocking me? Is it my friend Jerry? Is he dark? He's the only person near me except my kids, Lori and Melanie. Chad replies the same day, February 4th, 2019, just about 30 minutes later. He replies, yes, Jerry is blocking you. Sadly, he is a 4-2-D. Zalema replies 3 minutes later, February 2nd, 2019. Oh my, I was afraid of that. Chad replies again, Lucifer is seeking to get the darks infiltrated into our lives. Sorry about Jerry, but yes, he is blocking your spiritual communication. Zalema ponders for a bit, and about 10 minutes later, she replies, can I block him back, shield myself, cast his darkness out from me? Then she replies again, 2 hours later. I guess Chad ignored that one. She replies 2 hours later, do they even know they're that dark? Are they consciously trying to stop our missions? The next day, at 2:46 p.m., February 5th, 2019, Chad gets around to replying back to Zalema. You can block him, but when you are around him, he will block your gifts. He might not be fully aware his is meant to stop your mission, but he will certainly oppose you as he learns more about you, like Charles and Brandon do. At least you aren't married to him. Now look at that. Charles was shot in the future, because we're back in February, and Brandon was shot at. He is already attacking Charles and Brandon and Zalema's friend, Jerry. Clearly, Chad does not want these women to have other men in their life. A few minutes later, Zalema replies, I was given a vision about him when we started being friends. We were in the call out. He kissed me and then said, "I have to go see my kids," and left. I knew then that I couldn't get involved with him. Then the Lord told me to ask him for a blessing. He told me he couldn't do it, so I knew I needed to distance myself. I only let him text me, and I seldom let him talk to me on the phone. He always wants to come over and meet, but anyways, I say no. Chad quickly replies to her. 3 minutes later, again, this is February 5th, 2019. "He feels drawn to you, but it wouldn't end well. I know you want to be nice, but even texting him allows him to connect to you. Sadly, it would be best to stop any contact with him." Zalema replies, "He does. I keep thinking he was in love with me. LOL. I can stop all contact. I'll be moving in June. Then I'll be out of this ward and will not see him again." Chad replies, "That's a great plan. Then I don't have anything else until February 14th at 10:06 a.m. Zalema to Chad. "Hi, Chad. I had an energy session yesterday. I found out that Jerry had placed a metal cage over and around my shield, also had placed it under my feet so I couldn't connect with Mother Earth. He had been keeping records of me. The Lord wanted me to know. Time is at an end to share with people what I do. Also, that I need to inquire and find a seer stone, which is interesting because I was just researching this last week. This is also amazing. I can't wait to talk to you in person." Moving forward to February 17th, Zalema to Chad. "Made it with time to spare. I hope to see you soon again. What an amazing weekend this was." This is when they went to that Preparing a People conference. The 20th of February, Zalema to Chad. "Hi, Chad. I hope you had a safe trip back home. It's been absolutely amazing since I came back. I have a new sense of confidence and faith stronger than I ever felt before. I just have this knowing I didn't have before. I have a dear friend that helps me when I'm under attack or when cages are put on me. LOL. Her name is Stacy. I've seen her standing on top of a mountain with hundreds of people coming to her for healing. I feel she may be part of us. Her veil is very thin and she's very powerful. Could you see who she is? Thank you for all your time this last weekend. I'm grateful for the blessing you gave me. So humbled by that experience. I just felt different as soon as I stood up. It was beautiful." The next day, the 21st of February, Chad to Zalema. "Thank you, Zalema. I always feel happy when I'm around you. That was a wonderful weekend. I'm glad you made it on the plane." Now, back up one day because there's a message between Lori to Zalema the day before, which was the 20th at 1:37 p.m. Lori to Zalema, "I did it last night. So yesterday it rained hard all day, but I didn't care because I flew over from Oahu, spent the day at the temple. So last night I commanded the clouds and rain to cease for the whole day. And it had been sunny and beautiful all day, but the forecast called for rain all week. That scripture made me more patient." She then texts again. "The clue for me is giving them the time to obey. They can do it immediately, but I need to learn the process, if that makes sense." So I am changing my voice a little bit. I don't know if it's helpful or not. It helps me to know who is talking. So hopefully it helps you a little bit too as well. Just to make a comment on that. So Lori is all proud of herself for causing rain in Hawaii, because clearly that's a miracle of some sort, because, you know, it's Hawaii and it never rains there. But sarcasm, yes. But she says, "I can make it stop right away, but I have to learn the process." But what is she saying here? She's saying, "The scripture made me more patient." So then she says, "The clue for me is giving them time to obey. They can do it immediately, but I need to learn the process." So Lori's making an excuse that she can stop the rain at a moment's notice, but she needs to give them time to obey. Because, you know how that rain is. I'm going to stop the rain and it's just going to stop. Or it's going to stop when it normally stops. And then Lori is convinced that she had some say in that. Yeah. You see what we're dealing with here, right? Then at 2:37 p.m., Zalema to Lori. "That makes perfect sense to me. I've been experiencing the delay and learning that the elements just need the time. You just confirmed it. I brought the massive storm that's hitting us right now. I didn't think I could, which tells me I'm getting better at it. After this last weekend, I feel stronger, more confident. That's amazing what you're doing. How long before you stop a storm? Lori replies, no, think it needs a few hours. Zalema to Lori, that makes sense. Wow, you're doing great and amazing things. Your gifts are getting stronger. Even in the midst of opposition, you rise. You're an amazing goddess. Lori to Zalema, so are you. So on the 26th of February, Zalema to Chad. Is it possible someone can bring a cursed item or an item with dark purposes to your house? I had this prompting at the temple today that was a dark item in my house. I came home and there was a long, woven, wheat-looking thing on my couch. I tried burning it and it wouldn't burn. It was so weird. On the 27th, Zalema to Chad at 4:50 p.m. Today, I had the most sacred and amazing experience at the temple. I saw and felt huge angels and powerful beings from the moment I arrived. I had a visit from the Savior today. I heard his voice. He anointed my body, my mind, my eyes, my bosom, my hands, and my feet. He told me why he was giving me that, my mission. For a moment, I almost doubted what I'd heard. Then I remembered your blessing. I'm not doubting anymore. I know what I saw and what he said. I was also taught the discerning of spirit's gift I've had and didn't know how to use. I thought everyone saw what I saw. LOL. I have to laugh sometimes at myself. These are going so fast. I feel like we're on super speed. Chad to Zalema, I'm so happy how quickly you are progressing and fulfilling your role to the Lord's kingdom. Lori told me that the weed item was from Sean. That's funny. He should have left some sort of explanation. I know the Savior is very grateful for you, and you are a very powerful spiritual warrior. I'm glad we're on the same team. So then we move forward to March 2nd, 2019. We have Lori to Zalema. Now, this does sort of start kind of in the middle of who knows what. There's something missing here. Obviously, there's some redacted text that we aren't privy to, but there's pretty many here for us to get the picture that these people are out of their minds and clearly believe the weirdest things possible, and they're very dangerous and the things they're believing. Now, remember, when I get into these text messages, Lori and Zalema believe they're translated beings, or they're being translated, or all these people are being translated, right? Which means they're getting younger. They won't be able to die. They don't have to eat. They don't have to sleep. They're translated beings. And remember Charles talking about that. So think about that when I'm reading these next messages. So Lori says to Zalema on March 2nd, 2019 at 8:54 a.m., 4 days younger every day. So what she's referring to here is that being translated, they become 4 days younger every day. So we can do the math. So she says, 4 days younger every day. Zalema replies, wow. Lori replies, I know, right? Wow. Then Zalema replies, when did you start? Yesterday? Lori replies, yes. And she says, you? The reply from Lori was, after we joined hands at the temple. And then Lori says, it's horribly crampy and heavy, ugh, because they're becoming younger. Menopause no longer exists for them, apparently, and they're getting their periods again. Now, come on, someone has to be lying, right? I mean, Zalema says, what? Oh my, me too, same here. Lori says, a similitude of the only begotten of the Father, a similitude of the blood sacrifice. Be as one with him. Zalema says, yes. Lori says, It reminds us that we belong to Jesus. Lori says, so when did you have the first one after a year of none? Azalema says, yes. She's replying to we belong to Jesus. And then she says, yesterday was my first one. Azalema says, you're so powerful, a powerful goddess that can do this and so much more. I feel the power from your hand. It pulsated energy into mine. Lori says, we are becoming one. We have important things to do, and the time is now to get started. We will succeed. You are amazing. Azalema replies, namaste. The goddess in me recognizes the goddess in you. I love you so much, and I am grateful that Heavenly Father brought us together. Lori replies, me too. You are a powerful goddess, and you lift me. We have worked together for eons, and I'm so grateful for you. I mean, that conversation literally went on for an hour. Moving forward to March 5th, a few days later, 2019 at 1:49 p.m., Azalema to Lori. I had a super weird and dark dream last night. I was laying down on the beach with my body barely underwater. I had tentacles going all over my back. I could see the tentacles. They were black. Then it appeared that the tentacles had passed, except for some that were left on my back of my thighs. I kept feeling them so much that it woke me up. I woke up casting out. I'm not sure what that was, but it was definitely dark. What do you think? Lori replies, a few minutes later, again, we're still on March 5th, 2019. Sounds dark, like they are trying to attach darkness to you, but you are too powerful. You will be triumphant. I know it. Be strong, my sister. Azalema replies the next day, March 6, 2019 at 8:13 a.m. They had put some dark creatures that were still attached to your aura. They were like leeches trying to suck out my light energy. Chad had to remove them from me. I could feel them yesterday. My energy was low. I had body pains and I felt disconnected. He replies, 9:01 a.m. I'm so glad they're gone. I know what it's like. Are you better today? Azalema says, yes, much better. I feel like myself again. Azalema then says to Lori, isn't it interesting that I felt tentacles and they were leeches? There's learning here. We have to start recognizing the attacks, the symbols, and what they mean. Lori says, we are getting stronger and the veil thinner so we can fight. Now here's a message on March 8th at 8:05 p.m. that appears to be from Azalema to Melanie Gibb. My understanding is that according to our own missions, different people will do different things. Some will stay and help. Some will go to the next round. Some will come back during the millennium. The reply from Melanie Gibb, it appears, that makes sense. The remnant will go to the next round. The reply, yep. That is so cool, right? Because basically the multiple creations are done when the Savior comes again. Yay. Then you will go off with your eternal companion, David, and create your own world. Then we will all come back and help fight at the end of the millennium. David is who Melanie Gibb chose as her 144,000 partner. And from what I understand, he's also the one that helped convince her that this is all wacky stuff, although he has very strange beliefs as well. So I don't know what to say about that. Moving forward to March 10th at 4:39 p.m., Azalema to Lori. Satan is really hitting us today. We're supposed to get Kara's patriarchal blessing today. She fell and we're at urgent care having x-rays of her ankle. I feel extremely tired and practically falling asleep as I sit here waiting. I can feel the darkness around us. Send me more power, please. I need reinforcement. Lori replies at 5:01 p.m. Sending it now. That's awful. And I know exactly how that feels. Ugh. Azalema replies, thank you. At 5:05 p.m., Lori replies to Azalema, what time is the blessing? Azalema replies, in 1 hour at 6 p.m. Then Lori, the magician that she is, says, I'll work on stretching time for you. Azalema says, oh, yes. We need that right now. Lori Dilemma, if you make it, it will be his will. If not, I get the impression that you may need to go to the patriarch after you move. Don't know why that's coming to me. Just a thought that keeps coming. Again, her disclaimer, because if she wasn't able to stretch time, she has to blame it on something, and she's going to go ahead and blame it on his will. You know, if the time stretching thing didn't work and they don't make it. It's not her that wasn't able to stretch time. Dilemma replies to Lori, interesting, we shall see. I wonder if I have to see him for me or for her. Lori to Dilemma, do you have your patriarchal blessing? Dilemma to Lori, yes, I got it when I was 18. Lori to Dilemma, it will be interesting to see what Kara said since she's so advanced. So according to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, a patriarchal blessing, I got this information from churchofjesuschrist.org. Overview, every worthy baptized member is entitled to and should receive a patriarchal blessing, which provides inspired direction from the Lord. Patriarchal blessing is a declaration of a person's lineage in the house of Israel and contains personal counsel from the Lord. As a person studies his or her patriarchal blessing and follows the counsel it contains, it will provide guidance, comfort, and protection. A patriarchal blessing includes a declaration of lineage stating that the person is of the house of Israel, a descendant of Abraham, belonging to a specific tribe of Jacob. Many Latter-day Saints are of the tribe of Ephraim, the tribe given the primary responsibility to lead the latter-day work of the Lord. Because each of us has many bloodlines running in us, two members of the same family may be declared as being of different tribes in Israel. It doesn't matter if a person's lineage in the house of Israel is through bloodlines or by adoption. Church members are counted as a descendant of Abraham and an heir to all the promises and blessings contained in the Abrahamic covenant. Those who received a patriarchal blessing should read it humbly, prayerfully, and frequently. It contains personal revelation and instructions from Heavenly Father, who knows our strength, weaknesses, and eternal potential. Patriarchal blessings may contain promises, admonitions, and warnings. Those who follow the counsel of their patriarchal blessing will be less likely to go astray or be misled. Only by following the counsel in a patriarchal blessing can one receive the blessing contained therein. While a patriarchal blessing contains inspired counsel and promises, it should not be expected to answer all of the recipient's questions to detail all that will happen in his or her life. If the blessing does not mention an important event, such as a full-time mission of marriage, the person should not assume that he or she will not receive that opportunity. Similarly, the recipient of the blessing should not assume that everything mentioned in it will be fulfilled in this life. A patriarchal blessing is eternal, and it promises may extend into the eternities. If one is worthy, all promises will be fulfilled in the Lord's due time. Those promises and blessings are not realized in this life will be fulfilled in the next. Patriarchal blessings are sacred and personal. They may be shared with immediate family members, but should not be read aloud in public or read or interpreted by others. Not even the patriarch or bishop or branch president should interpret it. Those who have received a patriarchal blessing should treasure its words, ponder them, and live to be worthy to receive the promised blessings in this life and the life to come. To find out how to receive a patriarchal blessing, church members should speak with their bishop or branch president. Then on March 26, 5:34 p.m., a dilemma to Chad. Thank you, Chad. I appreciate you so much. It was an eventful weekend. I think we surprised ourselves on what we could do together. I definitely was shocked. I could do things I didn't know I could do. I am so humbled by the experience and power we felt coming together. Could you see if my ex-husband, my son's dad, is dark? His name is blank. My son is really struggling with depression and anxiety, and I'm thinking he caused a lot of it. Also, I'm thinking he is the other person I was warned about. Chad says, his dilemma, yes. Joe is a 4.1 dark, and yes, he is causing some of your son's trouble and is the other person you were warned about. Dilemma to Chad. I was afraid of that. This confirms what I've been feeling. I've been waiting for my son to come live with me so he can heal. Thank you, Chad. Chad Tizalema, you are very welcome. She makes it so easy for him. Oh, Chad, my ex-husband, do you think he's the bad guy? Do you think he's the one I was warned about? Is he dark? Oh, yeah. He's a guy and he was married to you and he's your ex. And, you know, we want to eliminate all men, Brandon, Charles, Jerry, etc. We might as well just go ahead and label every single guy anyone's ever had around as dark, except for Chad, right? Really bizarre, you guys. It's so manipulative and it's so crazy that normal adult women fall for this or believe this. What? What? On the 28th, Zalema replies to Chad and says, "My son is living with me now. It was a miracle how it all worked out. We have started the healing process. I am so grateful for you so that I could move forward and get my son home safe. Thank you, Chad." Chad replies, "I'm so happy to hear that." Now remember that she said her son suffers from anxiety. Remember that in the future. Not yet, but you will need to know about that. April 2019, on the 3rd of April, Zalema Delori at 11:09 a.m., "I was at the temple this morning asking if I needed to move. I didn't get a definitive answer. Is the Lord telling you anything that I need to know? I have to let my landlord know by the end of this month if I'm moving out." At the same time, she's messaging Chad 1 minute later with the same exact question about moving. Lori replies at 6:09 p.m. to Zalema, "I felt like you should stay in your house unless you get a definitive answer to move. That house is great, and it was a great blessing. In the near future, when we have to go do our missions, we will leave from wherever we are. I love that house." Chad replies to Zalema at 6:54 p.m., "I feel like you should stay where you are. That house is well protected, and it will work for you until the tribulations come. Then you will be serving elsewhere." 9:52 p.m., Zalema Delori, "Thanks for checking for me. I was wondering why I was feeling uneasy about moving and creating a lot of anxiety for me." Now, here we go. Here comes some really wacky stuff. April 5th, 2019 at 4:11 p.m., Lori to Zalema, "His body is out, but his head is stuck inside. I think I sealed his forehead too soon. That's why you couldn't see the face. I need to unseal the forehead and release him. I need you." Wait, what? I've read this so many times and I just like, well, wait, I'm going to read that again just for the sake of it because, So this is April 5th at 4:11 p.m. Lori to Zalema, "His body is out, but his head is stuck inside. I think I sealed his forehead too soon. That's why you couldn't see the face. I need to unseal the forehead and release him. I need you." 2 minutes later, Zalema replies, "I can come over early." Lori replies, "That would be awesome. I'm home now, so come whenever you can." A minute later, Zalema to Lori, "Okay, I will leave here before 6 and go straight over there." On the 5th at 4:15, 1 minute later, Lori to Zalema, "Thanks, you're amazing." At 4:24 p.m. on the 5th, the same day, Zalema to Lori, "No problem. Matt 10:1. He gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out. Can you ask Chad if this is what the Savior did to us this morning when he placed his hand on our heads?" 2 minutes later, Lori replies, "He said yes." Zalema replies, "Okay, we got the power." On the 8th, Zalema sends back a message again to Chad and Lori. To Chad, she says, at 3:32 p.m., "Hello, Chad. Thank you for reassuring me that where I'm living is going to be okay. I was getting anxiety when I thought of moving. I have a couple of questions for you. Could we cast out disembodied by areas and do a surprise attack?" But she says, "Not talking about it. No discussion. Just do it. Also, I'm still taking a medication for my thyroid. I take a full pill one day and a half a pill the next. On Saturday and today, I took my full pill. I felt head pressure. Pressure in my ears and brain fog. I was told in the temple a month ago not to stop my medication yet, but today I'm feeling that I need to start cutting down on the dose. Could you tell me where my vibration is at? There's so much I don't know about what happens to the body during translation. Poor Zalema. She's so confused by this. She's constantly reaching out to Guru Chad. Then at 3:45 p.m., Zalema to Lori, today I found out it's our high vibrational frequencies that are interfering with our devices. We have to increase the vibration in our devices so they can handle our vibration. Then we send the ball of fire down the connection line and get rid of all the interfering from the enemy. Lori replies at 5:45 p.m., so 2 hours later, cool, that's awesome, I love it. I was given something really special at the temple today because my vibration reached a new level. It is amazing. Zalema replies, can you tell me about it? It's so exciting. On the 14th, Zalema to Lori at 10:27 a.m. Was September 21st when you had your visitation? Way later in the day at 6:24 p.m., Lori to Zalema, sorry I lost you girls. I had it on September 22nd, the same day Moroni met with Joseph every year for all those years before he got the plates. He first appeared to him on the 21st, but continued through the night to the 22nd. Then he always met with him on the 22nd. Zalema to Lori, that completes the revelation and prophecy. On the 21st, Zalema to Chad at 9:51 p.m. Hello, Chad. Could you check my house for me, please? Today we all went to lunch and my son-in-law stayed home. While he was in the bathroom, he heard the alarm beep of the front door opening, someone going up the stairs and going into my room and into Kara's room. When he came out of the bathroom, he went to check and there was no one there. Did something dark enter my house, thinking we were all gone? Chad replies, I get that it was an actual intruder who fled when he realized someone was home. He somehow avoided being seen. So yes, a dark spirit, but mortal. Oh, well, clearly the logical answer. It's an intruder, not a invisible spiritual intruder, but a dark mortal intruder. Zalema to Chad. Oh my goodness, that's pretty crazy. I'll have to start locking my doors. That's really creepy. Yes, Zalema, lock your door. I'll stop it. I have so much commentary inside my head that it's just hard to get through these. I mean, seriously, I will try to limit my commentary because I know you guys are thinking what I'm thinking here. So again, she says, oh my goodness, that's pretty crazy. I'll have to start locking my doors. That's really creepy. On the 24th, Zalema to Chad. Hi, Chad. How are you? Busy, I imagine, trying to help all of us at the same time. I don't know how you do it. Well, I think the person that came into my house may have left weapons or time bombs because Kara was combative and then she got very sick, very fast with a fever that same day. I had to cleanse and cast out from her room and I have her blessing. She's recuperating. I'm thinking about going to the conference in Utah. I'm thinking about going with blank to split the cost of the car and the hotel. Not absolutely necessary, but it would be nice. Is she legit? Would it be okay for me to go with her? Back up. The person, the mortal that intruded, according to Zalema, left weapons or time bombs. Because Kara, her daughter, got combative and sick. Because teenage daughters, I don't know how old Kara is. Young adult daughters that live with you. They never have attitude, right? And they never get sick. Chad goes ahead and replies, but several days later, in May. He replies May 1st at 6:11 p.m. Hi, Zalema. I don't know how I missed this text. Michelle is light, but she isn't ready to learn about probations. She would probably be fine to travel with, though. Zalema to Chad. No worries. Actually, she doesn't think she can go now, which is okay. I'm having some really interesting experiences at the temple. When I connect to God, I feel like I'm taken somewhere, maybe other temples. I saw a group of sisters in white yesterday. It happens almost every time I go. Also, I had a vision last week when I asked the Lord to part the veil. A woman, I think it was an angel, came in and handed me a giant white feather, almost as tall as me. I think he was giving me protection. What do you think? Now that you're above 1,000 vibration, you will sometimes travel to the terrestrial realm. and the temple is essentially a portal for you to travel there. The group of women that you see are on that level. On the 2nd at 5:48 p.m., Lori to Zalema. Hey, pretty girl, we're hanging in there. Just finished clearing the world today. Ah, it's a big deal. You were there every day, part with me. We are learning and growing in our powers every day. How are you? On the 3rd at 8:19 a.m., Zalema to Chad. Were the 18 out yesterday by any chance? I had a very strange travel yesterday. It was confusing. Not like others. Serena felt an attack as well. Then I heard a voice saying, someone in Lori's family is going to die. On the 5th, Lori to Zalema at 6:24 p.m. Hi, can you text me a list of the powers we are going to use? Zalema to Lori, crystals, vibrating fire, ice, water, lightning, wind, stormy sky, fiery cherubim. Zalema again to Lori. I feel the ice is going to be the most critical because, as Mel said, it paralyzes them. So clearly Melanie Gibb, she's talking about who is not innocent in all this stuff. They say she doesn't have a deal, but it's looking more and more as you get dig deeper in all this stuff and how much she was involved. May 23, moving forward here, May 23 at 12:22 p.m., Zalema to Chad. I spoke to Lori this morning and my heart is aching. I cannot understand how Serena could be indoctrinated in such a way. How do I make sense of this? Is this another trial of faith? Do I need to sacrifice and let go of my best friend? Please tell me anything that can help me. Now remember, Serena, the other girls got kicked out because they were texting Chad too much. I mean, think about it. If they're all texting Chad as much as Zalema is with all these questions, it had to drive Lori absolutely bananas, right? So she just started booting them all. They're not translating anymore. Remember all that? And we'll circle back to a lot of that stuff eventually. Chad replies to her at 1:50 p.m., again, May 23rd. When would be the best time for you to talk? Zalema says at 4:01 p.m., my daughter is graduating tonight, but I'll be available tomorrow most of the day. And then she says, could that work for you? Chad replies at 4:17 p.m., yes, tomorrow would be good. You're an amazing person. This will all work out. Moving forward to June, June 2nd at 11:44 a.m., Zalema to Lori. I had a thought yesterday. The reason why my son-in-law is feeling so lost and being so aggressive is because he doesn't have any disembodies talking to him and keeping him company. Lori to Zalema, yes, exactly. Zalema to Lori, makes sense. Then she says, was Raphael you? And the reply was, always, we are never apart, just in percentage. She says, I felt him too, just like you and your eternal companion. We 120% of spirit and we split it. I'm not sure who was who in that, but it is the two of them talking back and forth. It just somehow doesn't have the actual who it's from. On the 9th of June at 2:32 p.m., Lori to Zalema. I invited my brother, who is a multi-creation, and we need to make some energy. Is that okay with you? Zalema to Lori, of course. I like him. He's funny. I agree. We need the men, too. We can call on Jimmy to help us today, too. Lori to Zalema, need your address again to give to some. Zalema to Lori sends her address on East Mineral Road in Gilbert. June 26th at 10:25 p.m., Zalema to Lori, I have a question for you. What are these experiences that Serena keeps having? She thought that today she finished her physical. Is she moving forward again, or is she still at the same place? On the 27th at 3:01 a.m., middle of the night, Lori to Zalema, hey, I have her at 33% physical. I called her yesterday to see how she was doing, but we kept playing phone tag. I don't think that could have possibly happened, sadly. What do you think we should do to help? On the 27th at 7:52 a.m., Zalema Delori. I don't know. I'm just wondering if she's being deceived. It's hard to tell. I've mentioned being humble to her a lot, but she says she's being humble. It confuses me at times. 7:55 a.m., Lori to Zalema. Yes, I know. I just know that she hasn't moved in weeks, so I'm not sure what's going on with her. I'm asking and praying how to handle it. It's been a crazy week, but I'll try to concentrate on that today. So see, they're like, uh-oh, Serena's like bombing out here. She's no longer being translated. We don't know. What are we going to do about it? I'm going to have to concentrate on that today. You know, what weird. On the 27th, the same day, just a few minutes later, Zalema replies to Lori. I see some tendencies of acting like those self-righteous people in their church. I also see how their righteousness, she said that she read the Book of Mormon very fast, and there's extra blessings from that. So I'm wondering if she's being deceived, because it sounds like she's caught up in the cultural part of that church. Lori then replies to Zalema, I agree. It's like she wants the fast track to heaven. We both know that it is through long suffering and that the Lord works. It's His timing, and we have to accept His will. Zalema to Lori, about an hour later. So they're using that to get in and deceive her. Kind of like when I was mad at Kara and they are able to come and attack me. They will use any weakness or tear in our spiritual or energy fields. They're giving her some very real visions, dreams, and experiences. At 9:24 a.m., still on the 27th of June, Lori to Zalema. Or she's making them up. I'm not sure. It's hard to discern because she is really convincing when you talk with her. Zalema to Lori at 10:18 a.m., so about an hour later. Do you think there's a way to change Hyplos to the lights? Moving to July, July 5th at 11:35 p.m., Zalema to Lori. It is time for signs of the coming of the Lord. On the 6th at 8:48 p.m., Lori to Zalema. D and C, the sealing power. On the 8th, Lori to Zalema at 1:22 p.m., ask if we can call up a California earthquake for tomorrow. Hyplos will be heading there tomorrow in Valencia. Sadly, he is still okay, but we are going to continue to work on him. The elements will obey eventually. So Lori is telling Zalema, can you work on an earthquake over in California because Charles is going over there? We need to, you know, get rid of him somehow. We got to get that Ned, Hyplos, whatever. Sadly, he is still okay, but we are going to continue to work on him. The elements will obey eventually, or your brother Alex will work on it for you. Zalema replies to Lori, I had to get home so I could get my portal out there. I asked, if we do that, the ramification of things to come, we are not ready for at this time. From what I understand is that when Hyplos goes, things are going to be a domino effect, one after another. What do we need to do to be ready for all that is coming? On the 9th, there's some text messages going on between Adam, Lori's other brother, and Charles. This is literally within days of Charles being murdered. So on the 9th of July at 9:08 a.m., Adam to Charles, I can fly tomorrow and come home on Saturday or Sunday. Charles to Adam, 1 minute later, 9:09 a.m., you want me to see what I can do on Southwest? I just landed in L.A. Now remember, Lori was just saying, Charles is going on business to California, so Zalema, you might want to work on your earthquake skills here. Work on, you know, Valencia. Adam replies, sure. Charles to Adam, how are you getting everyone together without Lori knowing? That same day, the 9th of July at 2:04 p.m., Lori to Zalema, I feel we are ready. Just doing the things we are asked daily as our powers increase and our vibration increases. On the 9th at 4:39 p.m., Zalema to Lori, okay, Then it was my fear that things will roll out way fast from now on. So Lori's like, heck no, it's fine. It's time for Hiplos Charles to be killed because, you know, everything is going to be fine. And then Zulema's all, okay, yeah, you're right. I was probably just having anxiety over it in so many words, right? At 4:49 p.m., Lori to Zulema, no, that's true, but it is also good. So the next night, the 10th, so this is literally the eve before Charles is murdered, Zulema texts Lori, are you okay? Lori replies at 10:05 p.m. to Zulema, yeah, just a lot going on. How about you? The next morning, July 11th, 2019, Charles is murdered. That was at early in the morning, 7 whatever in the morning, right? And then Lori and Tylee are running around buying shoes at flip-flops at Walgreens, etc. So on the 11th at 8:28 a.m., Zulema to Lori, I'm on my way to the temple. At 8:54, Zulema to Lori, I will be in the celestial room. At 11:28 p.m., Zulema to Lori, are you using this phone now? Must be a different phone. So Lori wasn't answering her because she was brought into the police department and questioned. And then they had this parent pool party. So she wasn't answering Zulema that day. But then somehow pops up on a different phone. And Zulema says, are you using this phone now? That's at 11:28 p.m., the same night that Charles was killed. Then Zulema to Lori at 11:31 p.m., as I was working on Hiplos today in the temple, I was told he will be taken as he is. I don't know what that means. Then I was shown to only put light, the brightest light, from the top and the bottom at the same time, meeting in the middle. So I've been doing that all day, 7:11. I hope today is a good day for this all to end. Well, it ended all right. Charles is dead that day. So we'll start with the timeline next week to show what Lori was doing, flying here, doing this, where Zulema was, and everything along with the rest of these text messages. Thank you, everyone that's donated. I've had some really nice donations recently on my Buy Me a Coffee and my PayPal. And again, remember, this is a one-woman show. Anything you can do to support my show, I really appreciate it, including leaving 5 stars if you're enjoying it and sharing it. And if you can donate, I really appreciate that as well. No donation's too small. Thank you for listening to Afterglow, Unveiling the Idaho Cult, Season 2, Episode 4, The Sinister Text Messages. And we're not done yet. There's more text messages and there's more stuff, including Lori and Chad getting married. It gets worse. It gets worse. I promise you, unfortunately, it gets worse. So thanks again. Stay safe. Stay well. Take care.